Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Even though the Iowa caucuses are just 3 days away, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is beginning his day in New Hampshire. The Republican presidential contender leads in public opinion polls in both key states. From New Hampshire, WBUR's Fred Tice reports on Romney's efforts to remain visible in both the Hawkeye State and the Granite State.
Many in the crowd of about 120 people who show up for a spaghetti dinner in the VFW in Merrimack appear confident that Mitt Romney will win New Hampshire. Many, like Carol Matzis, are already looking forward to the general election.
What brought me here tonight is to see the Republican nominee.
So you're pretty sure that Mitt Romney is going to be the guy, right?
He ought to be. He ought to be. We need a businessman. The economy is in the tank. We have a president that is in no leadership and is leading us towards socialism. So we need somebody to bring us back with that American dream.
Even Romney gets caught up in the sense of inevitability.
I look forward to doing a few things in a big hurry. If I'm able to get this job, and I think I will, if I get this job.
Sometimes in campaigns, politicians reveal human vulnerabilities. That happens as Romney comments on an emotional moment earlier in the day for rival Newt Gingrich. Gingrich had burst into tears talking about his mother. Romney sounds like he's about to tweak Gingrich, but instead offers sympathy.
Time like this, I think about my parents. And I'm sure during the holidays, you think about your parents as well. My mom and dad were extraordinary people, and they both left this life and moved on, and yet I think I won't cry. No, I won't. But I do. Nothing to be ashamed of in that regard.
Back on message, Romney tells the crowd that there seems to be two sides to the American political mind.
One side is to say, "What's in it for me?" That's not our best part. Some politicians over the years have campaigned on the basis of more and more promises, hoping that if they promise enough, that you'll vote for them. And if you're looking for someone who will promise a lot of free stuff, that's not me.
It's a message that wins over 47-year-old Air Force reservist Jeff Manning, about to head to Afghanistan for his third tour.
I came into it with a really open mind. I really hadn't settled on anyone, but I like what the governor had to say tonight a lot.
Do you think you're going to vote for him? Or?
Probably, yeah. I like the "Here in America, you can make it. Don't look for a handout."
Romney seems to have won New Hampshire over. He's in the lead in New Hampshire polls. But 4 years ago, he was also in the lead, and yet found himself in second place to John McCain by the time the voters chose. And for the first time in New Hampshire, Romney is being attacked in TV ads. This weekend, a super PAC supporting former Utah Governor John Huntsman is airing an ad that calls Romney a chameleon. So even though Iowa voters are caucusing in 3 days, Romney is making sure his New Hampshire voters stay won over. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.